You're listening to Radio Golf Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rotofest number 5, the Masters special. We are here with some of the Golf Show All-Stars. Mr. Burley from Holland, Mr. Ogren from Texas, Mr. Long from Heidelberg? Mannheim, hello.
Mannheim.
Heidelberg, I'm not a Mannheimer.
Mr. Zeller, off the first tee at Augusta, it looks like, with that background. That's what that is. We have Mr. Shea in Los Angeles.
Is he out there somewhere? I haven't seen him. Wait a second.
He is there.
Casey, what's happening, brother?
How you doing?
Good. Your place looks cleaner than it was last year.
It does, doesn't it?
I definitely got it in better shape.
Is that the same room?
It's the same room, yeah.
Oh. Absolutely. Wasn't there Bob Marley hanging there somewhere before?
There was lots of, it was a hoarder's den.
There you go. And we are joined by our chairman, Mr. Heinz Fehring from Denmark. Hello, Heinz. I have received regrets from Mr. Jeff Martin, who very politely told us that he was busy, from Mr. Baraka, who is also engaged. Mr. Goldrian from the PGF Germany is on holiday in Mauritius, where I guess there's no internet. Mr. Harmon is busy, as is Mr. Althaus, and I think the only guys who really did not write back and who have no excuse would be Mr. Sessinghaus, who I believe is in Augusta, and of course Mr. Langer, who is probably busy playing the par 3 contest. I'm sure they're with
somehow us. Somehow I can't see himself dipping to our level to be in.
I don't think so either. I don't think so.
I'm snitching dish to shine.
Okay, I will make the draft order. I'm supposed to read this for Ted from the Dome, from Brother Drew, that he sent me a list, and he says, just go down the list and take the highest player on my list that's available. This will make beating Ted so much sweeter. So the bromance
He took answer number one.
Yeah. Pee-pee to the pin.
I tell you what, I've actually watched that guy since then. He is quite a good player.
Right. You work with him, right, David? With Abraham?
Yeah, I know Abraham a little bit. Long time ago in a galaxy far away when I was working Topgolf. He came over to play in league that I was administrating, and I as the sub, and I went to the other team and said, you got no chance of beating this guy. I can't give you enough points. Just remember who he is. And I got a message back after he had his successes, say, hey, we remember who he is.
That's amazing, man. Good eye there, huh?
Are you going to be providing us with the stats today since Hinesley is not here, Ted?
Me?
Yeah.
What stats?
Do you have a list?
I'm here for the fun, man.
Yeah, you
what
are.
What stats?
You know we miss you.
First tournament of the year. He comes up with stats, if you weren't there last year, for his stats for the British Open, okay, which is a links course. He started coming out with guys with stats that had nothing to do with the British Open course.
It doesn't. All right, I will go counterclockwise in the picking the numbers. I will pick the first number for Mr. Long. Mr. Long will pick
4.
Yes. So you don't complain. I don't want you whining. Mr. Long will pick number 9.
Last. I don't even. There we go.
You get to 9 and 10.
That's I don't good. Even know what the difference is.
That's a good thing. Mr. Shea will pick
number 1.
Well, he is the defending champion. Mr. Shea will pick number 8.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay, my daughter mixed these up really good.
Yeah, they're not really well mixed, are they?
I don't know. I mean, I mixed it so good that they're back in order. Now I'm going to Mr. Fehring. Mr. Fehring will pick
Three.
She glued them together. My daughter, 7 years old, is in a golf camp. Number seven. Jesus Christ. I got to mix them up better.
Maybe they're not mixed up.
They are.
Let me guess. Hold on. I'll give you even odds. The next guy's six.
Okay, I'll take that bet since I'm opening the things.
already knows what they are anyway.
This would be Mr. Horanaw, number two. Mr. Horanaw.
Oh, that's two. Nice.
And you just
that's
have to
nice.
Get number one, right?
Dude, they're glued together. Here comes Mr. Christoph, teller for the golf mentor. Where's your partner, the other guy?
Driving.
He's in the car.
Yes.
Mr. Teller is number six.
There we go. You got them all sitting there. Don't worry.
Brother Burley.
One. Four, five. No, five.
Brother Burley, number one.
Oh. Ooh. Yes.
Is that even important?
Mr. Ogren will pick.
Number five.
Number four. Mr. Ogren will pick number four. Mr. Hinesley, the defending champion, will pick number three. And I will pick number two. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'm number two.
What? Oh, yeah, you're number two. What am I?
That I'm number two.
I must be number five.
There you go. So I just cracked the case.
I'm number five.
Not even opening these
I'm number five. Rabbit. Dude,
is that number two on the.
I'm number five.
I'm number five. Okay.
Right. Dude, I have a 2 months old at home. Okay, my head is about to explode. I got a 20-year younger wife. I got her mother here, her sister, our 7 year old daughter. It's not living with three women is not what I imagined.
Oh, shut up!
It is. All right. So the order is Burley.
Yes.
Horanaw.
Yes.
Hinesley, I have the list. Ogren, myself, Golf Mentoren, Mr. Fehring, Casey, and Ted Long. I have the cheat sheet on my screen. I will share it with you. We will open it up for Mr. Burley to have the first pick.
Well, I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to pick Tiger Woods. I'm going to give that to someone else.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. For me, number one has to be Cameron Smith.
Smith.
Yeah. Ooh, in NFL terms, you could have got him early second round.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, I mean, that's a good pick, I think. I mean, I don't know.
He's a good guy, though. I like the guy.
Best putter in the world. Do the Masters allow a green jacket on a mullet? That's the question, I think.
I hope so.
That would look outstanding.
We'll see.
Cam Smith is taken by Mr. Burley. I will write it in here if it works. Read only. What did you do to my thing, Mark?
You go to the top right and you can edit it. See, just hit edit document. That's all you got to do.
Edit document.
And then you can
right,
edit
okay.
it.
You made some kind
second.
Of thing.
Just give it a second. Just give it a second. It will take a while to reload.
You made me... well, I do have a printed list, so I can do it there too, and I'll fill it up.
There we go.
Cam Smith. BB, Brother Burley. Okay, off the board. The second pick, Mr. Horanaw, please.
Yeah. Burley, that was good actually, because I was after Cam Smith too, because I really like the way he plays. But I think I'm gonna go with Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas.
Yes, I'm just gonna go with Justin Thomas.
I'm gonna do this, okay?
MH Mark Horanaw.
Well, let's get tired. He's been up 4 hours.
Mr. Hinesley, with his first pick, will take Tiger Woods.
Oh, that's great. Very ballsy, eh?
Well, it's certainly a guy who's going to get in the money.
Okay. It is Mr. Ogren with the fourth pick, please, sir.
Unmute. I am going with Patrick Cantlay.
Cantlay?
That's not a bad pick.
No, I'm looking at everybody above it. Jordan Spieth putted like crap. Scotty Scheffler can't sustain it. Victor Hovland's minus strokes gained a million short game. Patrick Cantlay,
very interesting.
The Dome sent him his cheat sheet. That's all information knew the Dome would know.
The Dome. Although, if you look at Brother Burley, I mean, he's got a little Dome going.
Yeah. I'm actually going to get sponsored by Smooth My Balls.
Oh, God. That sounds great.
All right. It is my turn, and I'm going to go with I want to go with Brooks.
Are you going to keep filling out that list?
I am. Sorry.
Frank.
You took Cantlay. Where's Cantlay? Number 11.
Cantlay's number 11.
That was Mr. Ogren, D.O. And what did you take? JT is there. And I am taking Brooks. Now we're going to the Golf Mentoren. I'm betting even money they're taking Xander.
No, not this time. So I take the pick of my golf mentor and it's John Rahm.
John Rahm, that's a good pick. Good pick. Okay, John Rahm for the GMs. Next will be Mr. Fairing.
Well, I take Victor Hovland.
Victor, the Norwegian. Yeah. Norwegian. Okay, very nice. The defending Roto.
He might be ready.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, sooner or later, yeah. I mean, the question is, do you take somebody, you know, to win their first major? I don't know. HF, Mr. Fairing. He certainly has the game. I mean, just like Cam Smith, I guess. Defending Masters Roto champ, the bus driver who cleaned up last time around, Mr. Shea, how are you?
Here it comes.
Morikawa. Okay.
I tell you what, that was a ballsy pick based on the fact that he was injured or something, didn't it?
Was he?
Yeah, what happened?
I just go by the gut.
All right.
Okay.
That was a gut shot then.
Now we have Mr. Long for two picks, please.
Oh, say it isn't so.
It is.
I will certainly take Xander Schauffele.
Xander.
LB for long ball. Thank you.
Absolutely. And you get another one on the way coming back.
I'm going to take Jordan Spieth. He's just too good around that place.
Okay, LB. Number five, Dottie Pepper is still available.
Number Dottie Pepper. Also Scotty Scheffler.
Oh, it's Scotty Scheffler. I'm sorry. I thought it was...
Well, she's going to be out there walking around, probably.
Is she? Yeah.
I would think so.
Do we have any thoughts on, before we get to Tiger, on Phil not being there? Does anybody know where he is? Who said he went to dark? Bryson, didn't Bryson say he went completely dark?
I just got some sort of...
It sounded like some covert operation, didn't it? He went dark.
It did. I mean, you know, he pissed off the Saudis. You know, that's...
I think he might have chopped him up somewhere.
No,
I'll tell you what the deal is with him, okay?
Yeah, please do.
I mean, first of all, he has a lot of, oxygen. He's got a lot of stock with the viewers, right? So,
yeah.
And he was kind of saying he was going to flex his muscles. But where he's shit near the flagpole is he forgot that he would like to be Ryder Cup captain someday. And then when he found out that that was going to take him out of that picture, that's when he backed up. I guarantee you that's the thing that made him retract from what he said.
Wow.
Well, you think about it. You got, whatchamacallit, with the flat swing. What's his name? Johnson? Zach Johnson, right?
Yeah.
And Phil Mickelson. Who would you think you would expect to see first as a Ryder Cup captain? I would say Mickelson.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer. I'm absolutely with you.
Yeah.
Especially, and I know his brother, and I was going to send his brother a little sheet on what they need to do differently abroad to be more successful. Because at home, the whole thing's taken care of by the crowd. The captain doesn't even need to be around. But the problem is, like a guy like, what was his name with the nose? Jim Furyk. He was logistically probably a phenomenal captain, But emotionally and energy wise, he was the wrong guy to put in Europe. You got to put a high energy guy in there who knows how to get the spotlight on him and pump his players up. And that was horrendous what they did. It was just, they were so flat the way they played.
Well, Stricker, you know, was kind of like low key, but
they lost. When's the last time we won in Europe?
Well, Stricker, they just won the last one in the States. No, with Stricker.
Yeah, but it, I told you, in the States, the crowd takes care of the energy and the emotion. But when you play abroad, you got to get your guys ready for all that negative energy, their emotions right, and you got to choose your moments where you pump them full of positive stuff, and you can't be scared to stand out in front of the crowd and make some fist pumps.
Yeah. I mean, Zach Johnson won the Masters laying up on all par fives 4 days in a row. I mean, that's like watching the Eagles in concert.
Well, I've never seen him in concert. I guess Casey would know more about that.
I mean, that's like, you know,
I get the, joke.
The dude comes to mind, obviously. We are going to Casey for the next pick, please, sir.
Also, the dude. I love the dude, man. That's my favorite movie.
I'm going to go with Oosthuizen. I can't believe it.
Oh, Louis, you're going all the way down there, number 18. Wow.
I thought about picking him.
So, yes, Louis. And all of a sudden, we're already...
He won every major last year.
Yeah. We're back with Mr. Fehring, please. He's got Victor Hovland following up with...
I pick Joachim Niemann.
Oh, Chile.
That's a solid pick.
That you really? Doesn't he weigh like 120 pounds?
I don't know, but, well...
Yeah, okay. I mean, he won this year, that's true. Heinz Fehring, Joachim Niemann. We are back with the Golf Mentoren.
Well, I pick Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson. Okay, that's a good pick. That would have been mine too, but since he is gone, I'm gonna go Rory for the career Grand Slam. That's what, nobody's picking the number one player in the world. That's pretty insane.
Yeah, it's really insane, isn't it?
I am taking Rory McIlroy.
Whose turn is it? What number are you on?
I'm Rory McIlroy.
Rory, why are you doing that?
What? I'm picking him.
Why are you picking Rory?
Why not? I don't want to pick Dotty Pepper.
Okay.
But it is now David Ogren. Mr. Ogren, I'm pretty sure that we will hear that Scheffler name pretty soon.
Yeah, you're going to hear Scotty Scheffler right now.
There you go.
I'll take Scotty because he can really putt. The reason why I wouldn't take Joaquin and Louis is they got a rotten pairing tomorrow.
Oh, they're playing with Tiger. Are they playing with Tiger? No.
That's the ruination of many of young men. It's like the House of the Rising Sun. I'm sure Ted's been at the House of the Rising Sun.
Well, over here it's called something else. It's the House of Three.
What?
But you have to live in Germany to know what that means.
But David, when
I think Susan can handle that sort of crowd.
Frank, how comes that you've already chosen two, and I haven't? I've only chosen one up until
because
now.
You're
you've been sort of dodging me.
It's a snake draft, my friend. It's going. It goes like this.
Window.
Up and from left to right, and then from right to left, and from left to right. So,
I hate this.
Now it's Mr. Hinesley's turn. But David, when you've won what is now the Valero, I don't know exactly what year it was, but to be honest, I don't know what century is what it was. But that was Tiger was there. Was what year was that?
1996. Definitely 96. Last century.
So it was just before, you know, that 99-2000 where you would just take him out of any tournament because he was just cleaning up. But was the buzz there also at that time already for him?
Oh, the buzz around Tiger was there when he was 16 and showed up on a sponsor's exemption at the LA Open. So there's never been a moment where Tiger didn't have the buzz. People ask me what it's like playing with Tiger, and it's like playing in the eye of a hurricane.
Okay.
Now, what's right in the middle? What is the eye of the hurricane like?
Calm.
Perfect weather, lowest pressure. So as long as you stayed really close to Tiger, I mean, physically close to Tiger, it was like really cool.
Wow.
Once you kind of got a little bit away from it and, you know, got kind of gone out on the fringes, it was rough.
Wow. Okay. Does he have a chance this week? I mean, I'm sure he has a chance, but when he says I'll only play if I have a chance to win. I mean, and we asked Billy that last week, not having been out there playing competitively for, you know, a year and a half or something like that. Can you just come out and really challenge these guys for the title?
Did he or did he not hit some really high quality shots with his son?
He did, right?
He did, right?
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any question he can hit the shots.
Right.
No question.
He's and that he is good.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he still as intimidating? I mean, you know, I mean, there were those years, you know, just around the turn of the century when the rest of the best players in the world were basically just saying we're playing for second place. I mean, they were scared of him.
There's no way.
I think we can ask Louis and Joaquin Friday afternoon how they feel about that.
There you go. And they were picked already in this draft. Very interesting. Now it's Mr. Hinesley's pick, and he will pick with his next pick, Mr. Sam Burns.
That's a good call there. I was hoping he'd be free.
Sam Burns, Drew Hinesley, DH. And now we're with Mr. Horner.
Yeah, you
let
haven't
me move the list down a little bit for you.
Yeah, but you still got Hideki
on the list. Gone.
Yeah, well, you still a big name.
Yeah. Wait.
There we are.
Yeah, you still got Hideki on your list.
You can have him.
Somebody's picked him already.
No.
No.
No. Well, I'll take him, even if he's got a neck problem. No. Somebody picked him because Ted said he has a neck problem.
I said that. Casey picked him.
Yeah. Nobody picked him.
Who picked Hideki?
Nobody.
So the guy isn't injured?
You said Matsuyama.
No, I said Morikawa.
Same
Morikawa.
Thing.
You said Morikawa. All right, okay. I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna go for Hideki.
I don't know if that's the right thing.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do it.
like a half an hour ago, you asked me if he was playing.
Yeah, and he is playing, right? And that's why I'm picking him.
Very good. I love that logic. MH. And we're back for two picks for Brother Burley, please. Oh, there's still some things going on there.
Well, I'm going to go, my first one, I'm going to go for Sergio.
Sergio? How old is he?
Yeah. Well, he remains quite beautiful. He's not the best putter, but a great ball striker. Okay. And I just
like
Sergio as well.
And your second pick?
The second pick, Tony Finau.
Oh, he's going for a solid pick who's not going to win.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's right. But they'll be high place, I reckon.
There you go. Well, prize money is one of the categories. Mr. Horner, it's you again, I'm sorry to tell you.
The beard. I think you should call him the beard from now on.
The beard.
Oh, please do. Please do.
you know how tall he is? For how tall are you, Ted?
I don't think he cares actually how tall I am.
Oh man, he's huge.
Not my size.
That's not really true.
I like guys with dark hair, Casey. Long dark hair.
Oh, that's good to know.
What about guys with no hair?
Well, I have to like myself.
Very nice, Mark. You are up, my friend. Where's Finau? I gotta put Finau away.
Finau's out.
Brother Burley. All right, the highest player left is Will Zalatoris. What's the weather like? Anybody know?
Better in Germany.
Right, in Augusta.
It's not just snow anymore. It should actually be okay for the tournament.
Right.
So today is gonna be a crappy day. It should be okay for the tournament.
Windy?
Did you play the Masters, David? David, did you play in the Masters?
Three times.
Oh, really? Hey, good for you, man. Way to go. What was your best finish?
I made the cut in 1984.
84.
I play with Jack Nicklaus on Saturday in 1984.
Oh. How good is that? Jesus, two years before what I consider the greatest golf tournament in history.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I remember I was going nuts on the girl I was living with. You got to remember, I'm in Germany and we don't have hardly any television. And I had one of these big ass TVs and I'm screaming and yelling. She kept coming out of the bedroom. What's going on? I said, Jack Nicklaus is going to win the goddamn Masters button with a shoebox. Remember how big that putter was? That putter was everywhere after that. It was made out of aluminum or something. It was really light.
Yeah, I remember that.
Was phenomenal.
I remember that.
Yeah, Casey.
Seriously, I feel cool here sitting with my Masters visor.
Paul Casey, if I might repeat myself.
You're picking Paul Casey? Oh,
yeah, I am.
That's Heinz's pick. He usually has that one reserved.
I'm sorry about that, Heinz.
Yeah, I was going to take him because he's going to threaten another major.
All right, who do we have?
Did you agree with Paul Casey? Did you really just agree?
I think that was a sleeper. In fact, I see him as late first round. And somebody picked that early first round, I said, that was a huge pick that kind of, only because it was on the second page. Solid ball striker, good nerves.
Yeah.
He won't win, but he'll be in the hunt.
With his third pick, the defending champ or the reigning champion, Drew Heinsley picks Billy Horschel.
Oh, thank God.
I don't know why, but that would be DH. Okay, and it's Mr. Ogren with sitting on Cantley and Scotty Scheffler. Ooh, that looks like a solid team. And let me go back up to show you who is available from these guys here. We're at Will Zalatoris.
I'd like to propose a trade.
Oh, here we go.
I'll take all the remaining Irishmen and sit out for a while.
I'll take all the remaining Irishmen and sit out for a while. Who are you starting with? You're starting with Lowry?
Who's the Irishman? Be Lowry and
Patrick. No.
Yeah.
No, you're forgetting what you call it. Rory McIlroy.
He's already
more than Irish.
And Robert McIntyre, right?
No, they're Scottish, but you got that other guy. What's his name? Powers?
On the list.
Powers?
Yeah, but Powers. He's an amateur.
No, I'm taking Will Zalatoris.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, you're right. He is. Thinking of another Powers.
Seamus Powers, you think, down there.
Yeah, Austin Powers.
You're taking Zalatoris?
That's the guy with the finger. That's the guy with the finger, isn't it?
Yes.
$1 million.
Yeah, very much. Very much indeed.
What happened to this guy Matthew Wolf, man? He was just like everywhere, and now he's gone. Zalatoris, D-O. That leaves me. And
one of my players played on his team at Oklahoma State, and he roomed with what's his face, Victor Hovland, right? And he and Hovland are best friends. So I hear a lot of Hovland and Wolf were like mortal enemies. Wolf is a really shit talker, and Hovland's a really laid back, very, what's the word, bodenständig? What's that in English?
Grounded.
Down to earth guy?
Grounded,
down to earth, yeah.
Right, and I think that, you know, Wolf came out and I think something happened and he lost his edge there mentally.
Well, who am I going? I got Brooks, Rory, I'm going Canadian, I'm going Corey Connors. There you go.
Just to go Canadian, or
just to go Canadian?
Really good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There, fair enough.
It rhymes. Yeah. Rhymes with commando. It is the Golf Mentoren who have picked Ram and DJ. Look at these boys quietly. They always got a good team, but they never perform. But they always look good on paper.
And then only for paper. Then we will pick Bryson DeChambeau.
Oh. This was mine, my father. Damn, I thought I was going to get away with that one. Leute, das ärgert mich.
Bryson for the Golf Mentoren. Where are they? Where is he? There he is.
24.
There is. Now we have Heinz, who has Victor and Neiman.
I'll tell you who's going to pick, because he always picks weird people.
Sounds like
he's
a Brazilian
Terrell Hatton.
Well, maybe... maybe Daniel Berger can play the last round good.
Ooh, so. Heinz is on the ball. Heinz knows exactly what, you know, this is a good pick. Although I didn't like the drop he took at the TPC there. No, at Sawgrass. Did you see that?
That was weird, wasn't it?
Hovland and Joel Dahman. Did you see that, David?
Yeah, didn't he say, okay, I'm going to drop it for your guys' sake, but I don't believe it's proper. Yeah. Didn't he say something like that? Yeah, so, like, okay, compliment. Just because you say so, I'm going to drop it here. I forgot, no.
I got into three arguments on tour in the entire time I played. Two of them were the ball last crossed the margin of the hazard.
Right. Okay. With who?
No, I'm not going to say.
That's right. But you know those, I love those things, you know, just, it reminds me of that Jimenez and Keegan Bradley thing. That was classic also, but
yeah, but that was match play, wasn't it?
I don't know what that was.
That was match play. I think they were playing against each other. That was really, really, it was like Sevier with the cake, or was it with the pie? Remember the pie situation he was eating?
I don't know.
All right, I don't know.
But I've read some stories now with Mickelson and Vijay Singh at the Masters, how Singh was complaining that Mickelson was using extra long spikes and leaving spike marks, and you know, they did like a went toe to toe in the champions' locker room. But anyway, Mr. Berger goes to Heinz. Victor Niemann Berger, that's the Brazilian architect, Oscar Niemeyer. That's what that sounds like. Mr. Shea, it is your turn.
I'm gonna. Has Abraham Answer been taken?
He has not.
He's not.
Abraham is available. Abraham is. Where is he? Number 37.
37. He's down there. It's 37.
37.
I want to go with Tommy Fleetwood first.
You pick. First, we're going with the hair, like always.
Oh God damn it! This guy. I was sitting there praying like hell he wouldn't get taken.
All right. Now we got a long ball for two picks, please.
Fuck off. All right, let's see. Start at the top and go down slowly, please.
All right, well, the top would be Shane Lowry. That would be the top. Best?
Okay, keep going slowly. Ooh, Fitzpatrick, okay, Vida. Henley, he always plays pretty. Scott, Hatton, maybe. I don't know any of these Korean guys. I guess you have to watch all the time. I picked Reed last year and he died on me. Rose has played shite this year. Now we're coming into the interesting guys.
There you go.
Okay, Thomas Peters. I'll take him because I love Thomas Peters. He's a good guy.
Fuck. I don't want.
I'll take Thomas Peters. He bombs it off the tee. He's about to break out.
Yeah, he finished fourth like the first time he played there, right? I mean, now he's.
Yeah, I bet him. That year, I bet him. I bet he'd finish in the top five and I made some good money.
Brand new. He's like a Belgian with a personality.
But he went to Illinois. Mike Small is a good buddy of mine and he coached him. He's a good guy.
And you get another pick, sir.
I know. Keep going down.
Oh, God. Thank God.
He said at the picnic. All right, here we go.
Westwood.
Stop. Hold on. Hang on.
Laka. Zep.
I'm just going down here slowly. Because all these guys can play. That's the one thing. Just stop right there. Hang on. I get these guys always mixed up. Which is the guy that went to the Naval Academy?
What? I have no idea. I'm pretty sure it wasn't Lee Westwood.
No, I'm talking about, I always mix up Kevin Kisner and the other guy. Who is... David, you'll know this. Who's Kevin Kisner's coach?
I have no idea. But you know what, Ted? You know what would really
Henley.
Piss off?
What, I can't. I mix up Henley and Kisner. I don't know what the difference.
What would really piss off the dome is if you picked Stuart Sink. That would really piss off.
I ain't picking goofy-ass Stuart Sink.
Come on.
No way.
Want to go back up? Pick Zepp Strucker for the...
Nah, screw that. Keep going, Bida.
Am I going up or down?
Well, there's no way. Henley or
can't go further.
I can't. Who's the guy that played well last week? Was it Henley or was it Kisner?
Last week was the in the match play. Kisner was in the final.
Kisner.
I think he's a good player. I'm going to try him.
Kisner. Kevin Kisner. Okay, isn't he like a good weather golfer? I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Who cares? He's got a pretty good swing. His coach is some country guy. He's got a pretty nice swing. Don't like how he works through the ball, but he got a good-looking swing coming into the
LB. Okay, so Mr. Long is sitting on Xander, Jordan, Peters, and Kisner. Ooh, not bad.
A little bit of everything in there. That's like a what is that thing that the Cajuns eat? Gumbo. That's a little bit of golf gumbo.
Yeah, it's a golf gumbo.
My team the gumbo team this
it's
year.
Multi-culti. All you need is a Korean and you're done. Casey, Morikawa, Louis Oosthuizen, and Tommy Fleetwood. That is also a mixed bag right there. Let me go back up for you. I think you're probably... Where was the Fitzpatrick? Lowry is still the highest-ranked player available.
Do they have green jackets in his size?
Lowry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he would be such a fun. He would be like serve like Guinness.
It would be fantastic, wouldn't it? You know, just imagine him.
Casey, are you still with us?
Yep.
Oh,
I'm gonna go with answer.
The answer. Answer. Okay. Very nice, Abraham. Answer number 37 for Mr. Shea. Then we have Heinz. Victor Hovland, Joachim Niemann, and Berger.
I try Kevin Na.
Kevin Na. Wow. Where is he? What number is he?
Somewhere in the dark. It takes a long time to play, doesn't it?
50.
Wow. Kevin, no. Heinz, was Willy Hoffmann coach of Straka? He coached some Austrian, or was it the other Austrian?
No, not Straka, no.
Okay.
Schwab,
okay. There you go. Okay. And you know what? Is it, I mean, I just went through the list before we got started. Is there no Swedish player in the field this year? That's a strange.
I've seen one.
No Swedish players.
No.
But anyways, who is up? The Golf Mentoren, Ram, DJ, Bryson, power all the way. Jesus Christ.
Then it's Matt Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, okay, and a pea shooter. Matt Fitzpatrick. Does he have the game to win a major? Fitzpatrick. Okay, now it's me, and I will be going Russell Henley. That's where I'm going. Now it's David Ogren, Cantley, Scheffler, Zalatoris. Now he's going Irish.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a proper size gentleman.
There you go.
I'll take Shane Lowry and the Guinness. No, I'll just take the Guinness. You can keep it.
Just imagine the fun that would be.
Oh, gosh.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
What would an Irishman serve at the Champions Dinner? Guinness, Guinness, and Guinness?
With a potato.
And lamb or rabbit or something.
Lamb, potato, and Guinness. I'd attend that.
All right.
Guinness. I'll just do Guinness.
Mr. Hinesley is up, and he is picking Terrell Hatton.
Oh.
Hinesley, D.H. Hinesley Hatton. Okay. There you go. Oh, we got this gone. And now we're back to Mr. Horna, JT, Hideki, Paul Casey, you have.
Now we gentlemen can go down just screwed me up. Adam, I was after
the highest ranked player.
I was after Laurie. I was after Ansa. Let me just Casey.
You own Casey already.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking who could go with Casey.
Justin Rose looks good.
Nah, Justin. You know, Ted just said he hasn't really been playing well lately. So could you show me something
more further down? Absolutely, with pleasure.
Just a bit below.
With pleasure, Brian Harman, Cockrack. Kisner is taken, Westwood, the South Africans here, Van Rooyen, 55, 56, Francesco, oh, there's still some players here.
Francesco would be fun, but I don't really think it's going to happen, actually.
Zach Johnson, Stuart Sink, Harrington, Bernard.
No. Bernard, just for the loyalty, right? No,
I had just last pick always. You're not touch him, untouchable.
No, not yet. I'm not saying I won't.
Oh.
Right. Nobody's gonna touch Patrick Reed, so I'm gonna take him.
Where is he?
I had him last year.
What number?
Yeah, I remember Patrick.
I got him.
31.
Green. He has a green jacket. A good pick.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a few there with green jackets. What do you think, Ted? What do you think? Has he got it?
Well, he's certainly got it, but he's a streaky kind of guy, and he's kind of been out of the picture for a while. Why is he not playing well, David?
Hurry up, David. Hurry up.
David, you asleep?
No, I have no idea about Patrick Reed. None whatsoever. He's the kind of guy that could tomorrow just
pop out and
rattle
it
off for winning 3 out of 6 tournaments.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I chose well, I believe.
I don't know. I mean, is it you guys know this maybe. The form coming in, is that really important for the Masters? I mean, the last couple of tournaments before?
Well, I would say it doesn't hurt. If you're a good player, it probably helps more because they know the course better than the young guys.
Right. I mean, there must be a reason that no rookie has won since only Fuzzy. I mean, there must be a reason for that.
To answer that question, Frank, to some extent, your form going in does matter because it's a golf course where you're not going to find your confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so in 1984,
you need to be confident to get in.
Well, in 1984, when I got in, I had been playing really well leading up to the tournament, and I played okay in the tournament. In my next two visits, 97, 98, I wasn't playing very good when I got to Augusta, and it just spit me up and chewed me up and spit me out.
Okay. We had Bernard on, Mark very gently tried to talk him back into the yips. I remember
that's not really true.
Heinz, back me up here. And I remember you, David, saying once that you had the yips with a driver. How does that happen? Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah. And, you know, Ian Baker Finch.
Okay.
Who, and of course, in Australia, Ian Baker Finch is his last name is Baker Finch. In Alabama, he's Ian Baker. Because they always have two first names.
Okay.
But he had the driver yips as well. I know Scott Verplank had the driver yips. So it happens. You're just not confident. Your mechanics get all screwed up.
You get too technical. Too many technical thoughts.
Yeah. And then, of course, you try to fix the technical flaw with technical thoughts, and you just get really – you get foobar.
Yeah. Well, the short version is your club face is controlled by your – subconscious. It's not a conscious thing that you try to control, and when people try to control it, that's when they can't let the club go. I call it ball striking prison. You can call it T-lock. I call it ball striking prison.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So basically, you're trying to control your club face in the moment of hitting the ball, and then you'll be
you the best analogy.
Yeah, please.
If somebody talks to me about this, I always say this. Okay, I take a golf ball when they're talking to me and they're, let's say, about 5-6 feet away, and I throw the ball to the side of them where they can catch it. And they reach out and catch it, right?
Right.
I said, your instinct, you know, your the Kleinhirn, I don't know what it's called in English, but the big nerve that goes up through your back is called the medulla oblongata, and it comes in the middle of your brain, which is where all the senses work, right? So naturally, you see the space, open your hand, and you catch it, right? I said, if I told you to describe what you had to do consciously, you said, I have to stick my arm out, try to keep my upper arm parallel to the ground, stretch my arm out with my hand open, and when I think my hand's at the right distance, squeeze the ball and catch it, the fucking ball would be 10 yards down the road rolling, right? That's what people try to do in the golf swing. You just have to know that you've held a club long enough that when you swing it, that you trust, and this is what people don't get, is they say, oh, you got to trust it. you got to know that you're going to work much better with your club face subconsciously than you ever will consciously. So it's, and they say, we got to trust it. Well, no, you got to know that that part of your body is far better adept to dealing with that situation than consciously trying to make it work.
Right. Okay.
Hmm. That's basically what it comes down to. Then you can look at people with T-lock. Sometimes the ball position gets forward, so they can't turn to the inside very well. So they maybe get stuck trying to pick the club up. If you get your joints lined up properly, the backswing's not that big of an effort. I find most people that are in T-lock have very shitty address positions, and the takeaway becomes very, very much a lot of effort to get the club moving. Hmm. That's my experience.
You're getting thumbs up there from David.
I can't see him. I can only see the beard.
Well, you've got thumbs up and a stretched out middle finger to go along with it. Okay.
So hey, I think somebody use.
We have two picks coming.
By. Two thumbs up. Okay.
Yeah.
Incredible. Why am I stuck on Mark? Have I set the wrong goddamn button here?
Oh, maybe you pushed.
Sorry about that, Ted.
maybe you pushed, like, you know, favorite, and you know that's what you see. It should I don't
be a
know.
View like a show grid option somewhere or something.
Yeah.
There's different Ansichten. You know, at the top of the list on the right hand side, Ted. Yeah. You've got some. You've got a grid. You've got a list, and you've got single. A single screen symbol, and if you click through there, you might get rid of me.
Oh, the darker it gets.
I wonder why I'm stuck on you.
All right, we have two picks for Brother Burley, please.
Well, here we go.
Tim Smith, Sergio, and Finau.
I have to wait so long that I'm kind of thinking of different strategies here and kind of minds wandering a little bit, but I'm going to go a little bit, maybe a little bit controversial. Okay. I'm going to go with two. I think lefties do well at Augusta.
Okay.
Because a lefty with a fade can get it higher fade, and right. It works better than a draw. So I'm going to go with Robert McIntyre.
That's the lefty.
And Brian Harman.
And Brian Harman, the little pea shooter. Oh, Jesus. That match player that... Robert McIntyre, Brother Burley. And where is Harman?
Harman is 49.
Harman is 49. All right. Now I got this the view where I can't see my list anymore. Brother Burley, there we go. Okay. McIntyre and Harman, 2, 4, 5. You have one more pick at the end, and now we have Mr. Horner for one, the fifth pick. We're going six rounds, and that's it. If we can't pick the winner, then we should never do this again. Mr. Horner.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
What, never to do it again?
Well, it happened when Phil won.
That's right. It did happen when Phil won. I mean, I don't think anybody really had him, right?
Correct.
Well, you can't say that exactly. I thought about taking him. I don't know if that counts.
No. It does not. Here we are at the top from Adam Scott going down. Where do you want to go, Mark?
I was thinking about left-handedness, actually, and a guy with two jackets.
I was thinking that too. Bubba.
Yeah. It's a really, really... It's a
long ball is talking you into that one.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's trying to trick me.
But I like the beard. You with me? And he looks like a guy who needs to be mentored. Okay? If not just mentored, maybe given a good spray down with a hose or something. But just for the purpose of this broadcast, I'm going to say, I like that call. If you don't take him, I'll go out on a leash and say, I'll take him.
You're like seven picks down the road, man.
No, I'm going to go with Watson. I like the left-handedness, I just listened to the audio version of his biography, his autobiography. He's a really strange character, if you ask me.
Where's the newsflash there?
I think you might as well take Freddie.
I played a bunch of junior golf with him, and he was a character when he was 15 years old as well.
With so, Bubba?
Yeah, he was just born that way.
Where is he from?
Florida.
Did you grow up in
Baghdad, Florida?
Baghdad, yeah. A place called Baghdad.
Really?
Baghdad,
Florida. But you live in L.A. now, don't you? Casey?
Yeah.
One of my kids out there.
I grew up out there in Ponte Vedra.
Oh, did you really? One of my kids is visiting USC today. They're recruiting him. They're trying to get him to go there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, he's got a beautiful day. He might. The weather might just get him in.
Okay, where am I? I'm picking for what's his name for the dome. The dome is picking
Max Homna. That's something like he would pick. I don't even know who the guy is.
The dome is picking Sungjae Im, I think. There he
is. See, that was obvious.
Yeah. Drew Heinz.
Only he would know. I don't know anything about the guy. Although I'll miss if most of those Koreans, a lot of those Koreans got some good swings.
Mr. Ogren, it is your turn, sir. We have, well, let me take this down a little bit.
Scott, no. Rose, no. Max Homa.
There's the Homa.
He's only an American. He's in only American could pick Max Homa. You know why? Because none of us could pick him out of a lineup. If he was with Sungjae Im, I could probably pick him out of a lineup.
50-50. It's 50-50, Chad, on that.
I've seen his name, but I don't know. I know nothing about him. Drew could
you pick out Sungjae Im and KH Lee?
No, I couldn't. Unless you put his sister in there, then I gotta have a chance.
Oh, God. Dad.
Well, how's about who was it that got in trouble? That was it?
Hank
was,
Haney.
It was what's Hank Haney? He says, I'll take Kim. I thought that was hilarious. I mean, it's really a statement how screwed up our society is. I grew up with Don Rickles, and you're not allowed to say, I'll take Kim.
Yeah, I know. I love Don. My God, how good was he? All right, it's my turn. I will take Adam Scott.
I'm going to tell you something. You just put yourself in a boneyard with that one.
Thanks, Ted. Any side action, I'm always ready. You know that.
I'll take everybody on my team beats Adam Scott. Give me 3-1 odds.
Yeah. Hey, who's your team? Where are you?
I don't know. You got him written down. I can't even remember.
Kisner. He's definitely beating Kisner. Okay, is the Mr. Christoph.
Justin Rose.
Rose.
That would normally be a great pick, but he's kind of been off the. Maybe he's changing his swing again. I'll tell you one thing, David. As a guy who's probably looked at a lot of good swings, Justin Rose has mastered more golf swings than anybody on the planet. Every swing he ever had, he made look good.
Wouldn't Justin Rose be boneyard number two to Adam Scott?
Absolutely. They came in with the same taxi. They came in with the same taxi, and they've already booked the time they're leaving on Friday night.
Why isn't that guy? Why isn't Richard Bland in this?
51.
Oh, really?
Where is he?
He's first
that
man
is some
out.
Story, isn't it? That is some story. Jesus.
I love Bland.
Unbelievable. It is Mr. Fehring, Heinz, Victor Niemann, Berger, and Na. You have.
Yes. I take another lefty. This is Gary Higo.
Oh, Gary Higo. But he's had a shitty year, Heinz. You just put another guy in the boneyard. You guys can all go to the damn cemetery together. Higo's a very good young player, but he's had a shitty year this year.
There he is, Gary Higo. Is that young kid from South Africa?
Yeah, he won twice in Europe, and then he played some. Yeah. He played some co-sanctioned event and won in the States. He's had South Africa. He's a hell of a player. Kills the ball.
Right. Is it Heinz? Do you have any thoughts on these Danish twins that are so good in Europe? I mean, I see them showing up on some of the tournaments in the States now. Are they? Are they going to be Ryder Cuppers?
They're twins. They're twins, and no, I don't know them personally. But I'm very drawn back in the moment. I don't see anybody, so it doesn't mean anything. But they play very well, but I don't think they will be ready for the Masters.
All right.
I know them both really well.
Okay.
I mean, I've known them for like 5 years. Rasmus is more of an outgoing guy, and his brother, what the hell is Victor? No, is it, what is it? Nick, is it Rasmus and Nikolai. Nikolai.
Yeah, that's right, Nikolai.
He's more of a quiet, but he's a really intense dude. They're both, I mean, they're studs. I'm just telling you, every shot they hit, they're trying to hit quality shots. These guys are trying to win. There's no hold back on them. They're wonderful people. They got nice parents. They're just, you could not ask for better people to be out there playing golf. Just wonderful people.
Did they play college golf in the States?
No, they didn't. They just went straight pro after amateur. Yeah.
How important is that to play college golf for these young
kids? Well, it depends on where you are in your development. The thing with those guys is they were going to get a ton of sponsorships so they could get straight onto the European tour. Mm-hmm. I personally said, I thought if they went to Oklahoma State or someplace like that for a year, did well in the NCAAs and all that stuff, they could have signed for millions when they came out, just like the Hovland and Wolf did, right? But they just want to play golf. So they just blew that off and just went straight pro.
Okay.
And it was obvious that they were going to be superstars, really.
Mm-hmm.
Rasmus, he's kind of got an old-fashioned, a little bit more upright, laggy swing, and his brother's got more of a modern swing. It was amazing to see these two guys, you know, coached by the same guy with different actions. But, man, these guys can play, and they're nice guys, man. Yeah. Nice guys.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a guy who can play, your son Hurley is certainly...
yeah, he's doing well, huh?
Certainly making some waves there, right? I mean, he's... Yeah.
Top 20 in Europe.
He had a good... good South Africa swing there, right?
Yeah, he finished third, 18th, and second.
Right. I mean, just from watching his scorecards, he makes a ton of birdies, right?
Yeah, Hurley's a good player now. He has the, I think, fifth or sixth best average in Europe, says 68 point something.
All right.
He's a good player. Hurley can get a lot better, too. The thing that he was always good, you know, technically, he's got a phenomenal short game, but he's very much a kind of like an artistic kind of guy. And he doesn't like boundaries to include discipline, going to bed, waking up. And after he kind of screwed up the second half of the season last year on the Challenge Tour, he said, I got to make some changes. He goes to bed early, works out all the time now. He's a lot more disciplined. And it's just nice to see because he's a really nice kid.
Right. When he goes to South Africa for, like, I don't know, 3-4 weeks at a time, they hang out together, the German team or out
yeah,
of
him
that.
And Yannick Powell spend a lot of time together. Yeah.
They're now we're getting a tour fun. of Longball's bachelor pad. Well, I hope you're not going to the bathroom. I hope you're not going to the bathroom.
Cooking in the oven, and it's either. Oh, shit!
We have Mr. Shea picking something.
I can't tell which is the steak and which is the cheese.
Black cheese.
Cooking with Ted. What is that?
Up a little bit.
That's my cheese.
Jeez, what are you doing with that?
I was getting some shots case. I got it deleted. You just cut it up and throw it in there.
You look like you slimmed down a little bit.
Shit. That's only because you can only see a third of me.
It is Mr. Shea's turn in the draft in the RotoFest 5. You have, sir, Mr. Morikawa, Louis Oosthuizen, Tommy Fleetwood, and the answer.
Can you scroll up a little bit?
I can. Where are we? We are left with Mr. Leishman being the highest ranked on this list here with the odds. There we are.
I'm going to go with Webb Simpson.
Oh, Webb Simpson. I think... I just read, because I looked at him too, I read his game is like totally gone. I think, I heard. I don't wish it on
Augusta.
That was nice, Frank.
I don't wish it on you, Casey.
That's not a place to find your game, but maybe, just maybe.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And we have Mr. Long, while he's having his cheese...
I've just figured out I don't think this is cheese. It can't be cheese. I've cooked it at 500 degrees and it hasn't melted. It's not hard. I'll have to get the package out and see what it is.
It's not cheese. He just microwaved the butter.
I wish it was butter. It would taste good.
Ted, we have Your last two picks, make them good ones.
I'm taking Gary Woodland.
Woodland. And your last pick?
Go up higher.
That's it.
There's nobody. All those guys are taken?
All those guys north of all these guys are taken.
Are you sure you're not hiding anyone?
What? I'm not hiding anyone.
You're not hiding anyone.
What are you talking about? The highest ranked player, it would
be someone there. Legion.
Are you taking Woodland?
Yeah, I'm definitely taking Woodland.
Okay. There's Gary Woodland. We have LB.
Go down a little bit.
And we still have, oh, here you go. Webb Simpson, I got to take off the board for Mr. Horner.
Casey.
Nah, that wasn't me. That was Casey.
Okay. Oh, Casey, sorry.
That was Casey.
Yeah, sorry. I got it written down here on my handwritten list.
I remember seeing Jason Kotrak.
Isn't he going to Saudi? Let's talk about Saudi. What's going on there?
I don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. Here's the good news, okay?
What?
My son's got a chance to maybe get invite to play in one of those.
Yeah.
There's no cut. He's got two. He could play in up to two, you know, as a tour member, and you don't get harangued.
Right.
It's $120,000 for last place, and there's no cut.
Jesus. Yeah, I know that the purse is like $25 million, right?
$4 million for first place.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, you finish middle of the field, make your little smooth $1.2 million.
Yeah, well,
I'll be printing out my resignation papers when that happens.
Resignation from what? I was thinking with, you know, a lot of guys like you wrote, they couldn't make it today. I mean, we're finally attracting guests that actually have jobs, which is nice. Mark, it's unbelievable. All right, Ted, your last pick.
My last pick, fuck off. I'm between Luke List and Mark Leishman, and I don't know jack shit about either one of them.
I'm
going to take Mark Leishman.
Luke List is.
Mark Leishman.
Mark Leishman for the long ball. This leaves you, sir, with Xander Schauffele, Jordan Spieth. Who did you just pick? Leishman. Peters, Kisner, Woodland, and Leishman. Interesting team. Casey, your last pick, please.
I'm just going to go with Lee Westwood.
Oh, yes. Why not?
Ludwig.
Why not?
Graveyard number 3? I'll tell you what, man.
That's not nice.
Westwood's going to shoot like 67 in the first round.
He's good for like two good rounds.
I think he's going to make the cut and make some money. He's going to be one of my money players.
Right. Just out of curiosity, how the hell does this game work?
I haven't the slightest idea, actually.
Ted, you've been in like 8 of them.
How does it work? Do you get points for if your guy leads the tournament or something?
No, you get one is total team strokes after 36 holes. The other one is total prize money. And the third one is the Masters champion. 3 competitions. Casey has got all the trophies right next to that red. What is that in the background there? Is that a chair?
Over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, chair.
Very nice. Where are all the pictures? Where's the Bob Marley blanket? Or flag or what that was?
Oh, I think you're referring to the Tom Petty pillow.
I'm putting the Tom Petty pillow. That's right.
Bob Marley blanket.
There it is. There is the Tom Petty pillow. Very nice. Casey, nice. You're back out playing live, right? Finally, after how many years?
A little bit.
How many years has it been? 2 years you guys will?
Yeah, it was at least two.
Right. Is it you with Joe, or is it the whole band also coming out?
There will probably be a new band.
Oh.
Moving forward.
With ladies again?
I don't know if there's going to be any ladies in the band.
Oh, okay.
It's probably, we have not.
Oh, okay.
We've only been doing since returning to anything, we've just been doing some duo shows.
All right. Has the new band been named?
No, it'll be the same band name.
Oh, just okay.
Different band members.
Okay, cool. Well, hopefully you'll be touring Europe and Germany.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, that picture of you at the Brandenburg Gate freezing your ass off is pretty cool, Joe. All right, Mr. Fehring, your last pick, please.
Well, I'm going to gamble. I take Harold Warner.
Oh, the Warner the third.
The third.
Why is that a gamble? He's been playing really well.
I think he won in Saudi. Yeah.
Harold Warner the third. Okay. That leaves you with a pretty good team of Hovland, Neiman, Berger, Nah, Higo, and Warner. Heinz sent me a picture of him on one of those ergometer bicycles. He's on his way back, physical recovery, Heinz. Lass dich nicht ärgern, you're on your way back. I gave my aunt, who had the same ailment as you had with the Becken.
Yeah, you told me.
I showed her the picture and she was, it gave her a whole new energy. Yeah. So thank you for that. We have the Golfmentoren, please, with the next and their last pick.
Well, last pick, Christian Bezuidenhout.
Very nice pronunciation. Christian Bezuidenhout, I believe he is.
Bless you.
Unless he is the favorite golfer of our Sky commentator, Gregor Biernat, but or at least he loves saying the name, G.M. Bezuidenhout.
That guy's got the deepest voice of any golf commentator in the world, isn't it?
The Bez? Which one is the guy walking around with the skinny pants? Is that Van Rooyen?
I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I'm sorry, Frank.
I do.
Yeah, that's Erik van Rooyen.
I pay attention to pants. Dude, I'm 61. I'll be 61 in a couple of weeks. Okay, who is up? That would be me. Oh, Jesus. Who am I taking? Who is left?
Cameron Champ. Molinari would be not a bad pick.
No, I'm taking Cameron Champ. That's who I'm taking.
Long hitter.
I like him. Cam Champ. Okay, Mr. Ogren, sir, for your last pick, Cantley, Scheffler, Zalatoris, Lowry, and Homa is who you have so far. The highest ranked player available is Siwoo Kim.
What, why is nobody taking Kim?
I don't know, because
nobody knows who he is.
Ted scared him all away.
I don't think I'd recognize him, actually.
Ted, that's all Ted's fault.
Well, I'm here paying attention, and I couldn't tell you Tom Hoagie from Luke List either.
Yeah, there you go.
Seamus Powers for me.
That's the call. Absolutely.
I would have went with the Korean guy.
You would not.
Hey.
I will.
Isn't he relation to Kim Chi?
Kim Chi, yeah.
Oh my God. That's a very good, that's a powerful team for Mr. Ogren. Austin Powers and Homa and Lowry. Drew Hindley, he is picking with his last pick, number 51, Jason Kokrak. Kokrak. Is he, he's into Saudi, isn't he? He's going and he's into Saudi. Kokrak.
How do you know?
Who, Kokrak?
Yeah,
I read that. I read that he's that he went for Saudi. I don't know.
Okay.
Him and it was supposed to be, I guess, him, Mickelson, and DeChambeau, who were the three, and Westwood. That's what I read. Who were going? But
no, DeChambeau said he turned down $137 million not to go.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't think Norman has given up, and the Saudis have unlimited money, so I don't think this thing is over, but we'll see. What's your call on that, David? Does it remind you of, USFL and all those other sports? We had this too.
My real thoughts are this, is that the PGA Tour has done a very good job protecting its product by the conflicting event release rule.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a member of the PGA Tour, you got to follow those rules. If you don't want to be a member, nobody's making you be a member. I think the guys that go over to Saudi The money's going to be great if they pull it off. If it lasts 3 years, it'll last a long time. And we'll have another league. We'll have another tour of really big dollars.
Right.
And will it hurt the European tour? Will it hurt the PGA tour? Probably not.
Mm. It'll definitely help the Asian tour.
Yeah, I guess so. But then the reason why I say probably not is because the World Golf Rankings is owned and run by the, Association of PGA Tours or whatever they call it. And I don't think they'll ever give them points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
You can go make $50 million in Saudi and not get an invite to the Masters.
Hmm.
That would be pretty bad, wouldn't it?
It's just going to be the way it's going to be for a while, and we'll see where it goes. Yeah, I don't think there's a problem unless half the players go. And as you and he's in, you know, when the last Ryder Cup team in the United States was really good, and there's like another 20 guys right behind them,
right,
kicking their heels, going, you know, that everybody says Kisner should be on the next team. There's no guarantee that Kisner is going to be in the top 20 18 months from now.
Right. So. But, I mean, half of those tournaments that they scheduled are in the States, which
are they really?
It freaks me out, you know. I mean, and they're going up. I mean, I tried to look at the schedule. 1 week, the PGA has got nothing going up. They're going up against some pretty good tournaments, but, you know, the minimum purse is $25 million, like Ted just said, you know.
Well, they're playing at Rich Harvest Farms in Chicago. Chicago hasn't had a regular tournament in a while. So they've done a kind of a sneaky good job finding
fans,
gaps, and hosts that are willing to fill the gap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest name that's committed to that tour so far?
I don't think we know anybody that's committed.
I don't know if anybody's committed.
I think they're really after Bryson because, you know, I mean, all the other guys, and Mark and I, we had this conversation, all the other guys from Hovland and Cam Smith, they all say, well, we just want to play against the best. So I think what they're after is somebody like Bryson, who could be considered the best at some point, you know. Who wants to see Westwood or Stenson in 2-3 years? You know, nobody. You know, so...
Yeah, but the thing about guys like Bryson is he's got so much stock with sponsors for, you know, like Pullman, stuff like that, Cobra, that, I mean, he can make 10, 15 million a year, you know, before he gets out of bed. So after three, 4 years, he's worth 50, 60 million. What does it matter? Guys at that level want to win majors.
Yeah, but the numbers that were out there, what they offer him, like $250 million, like $250 million just to sign for the damn thing or something like that, some ridiculous number.
I mean, but don't you think Ted might have a point that people like him will, you know, I think Rory said something like he's not out there for the money anymore. He just wants his name written on golf's history.
Yeah, but for every Rory, there's a guy there that is there for the money. I think.
Yeah, I don't think that Bryson DeChambeau might be that guy who's just out there for the money. I think that Ted might have a point. You know, the guy has enough money. You know, they'll build his clubs. They'll do whatever he wants. Mm. He just wants to win majors. He just wants to have his name written all over the tournament prices. So,
I tell you what, if I were them, I'd be going after the Højgaards because they're unknown commodity in the States. And they're a huge commodity in Europe. Anybody who's an insider knows how good those two brothers are.
So you'd be out making stars and not buying stars. You'd be out to sort of breed the next generation with this tour.
Right. And I'll tell you what I would do.
That's brilliant, Mark.
Say again?
That's brilliant, Mark. That's brilliant. Exactly.
Well, I said something good. Right.
Well, if you're in, David, you know the deal. In 2 years, a guy can go from being, you know, just struggling as a young guy, just got on the tour, to being one of the top players on the tour within
Scotty Scheffler. He was Corn Ferry Player of the Year 2 years ago. And I was
Scotty Scheffler is blue blood. He comes from Texas.
He's from New York.
Junior. He got tons of money. They won't get him. You with me? He's got the pedigree of a tour player. My point is, you get some European guys that you know are going to be the best players in the world. Now, for you people who don't know it, I run European golf rankings, right?
Right.
That's a rankings portfolio for all the European junior events. And we also do the big amateur events because the top juniors play in them. And we're absolutely slaughter the RNA when it comes to the rankings because their ranking system is so bad. They don't rank anything basically under 18 years of age. Then you have to play 8 events before your average actually is what it really is. So a kid is going to play at least 1 year before his average is what it really is to reflect how he plays to get him in the rankings. So I'm going to tell you something right now. If that if the official world golf rankings don't rank those events, I'm going to start a world golf rankings events or rankings because that would be easy to do because their ranking system isn't really that good.
I'll tell you what, the best golf I've seen all year was the women's amateur last weekend at Augusta. How good was that?
We don't get it over here. How did you see it?
It was on Sky.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was on Sky.
I think it was live online.
It wasn't Sky either, but I just turned it on. It was there, and with the original commentary, and I thought it was terrific. I mean, those you know young teenage girls, they played the back nine as good as some of the guys. You know, it was just, I thought it was terrific.
They can play, man. Those girls can play. I mean, let me tell you something. David will tell you this. You can teach a girl at 14 and 15 a lot better than a boy at 14 and 15. You know why? Mentally, they're already sorted.
They're grown up.
They deal with information a lot better. They're much more organized in their practice. I mean, if I show you WhatsApps that I get from my girls, they show me videos face on down the line. Tell me what the ball flight's doing, what they worked on, what they think it is. And then they asked you, what do you think I need to work on? I got guys on tour on Wednesday evening. Okay. They'll send you one swing. What the fuck are you supposed to say? You look like shit. He's teeing off the next day. Nothing but a swing. You with me? Girls, don't be surprised. If the only thing that gets girls is they don't get the push out of nature that boys do. With the testosterone and the ability to hit the ball farther. So girls that inherently are stronger and bigger have a big advantage over girls that are just steady.
Interesting. Yeah, David.
Boy, is, I mean,
I absolutely fell in love with Anna Davis. I love the way she
too.
Played. The poor girl from LSU really did cough it up on the last two holes. But you're right, Frank. I sat up and watched it midnight the other night. And I was really, really impressed. I really was.
How cool they were. And they played aggressive golf. You know, they went after the pins. I mean,
remember last year it ended in the playoff, didn't it? And that one girl won because the other girl hacked it up and hit it in the bunker on the last hole. Wasn't there a playoff last year for that tournament?
Yep.
I don't remember.
That was a great event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that one girl, was it the girl finished first or second? My God. I mean, she had one of the worst swings I've ever seen in my life.
Well, damn, getting the ball in the hole. Gentlemen, we have two more picks. Mr. Horner has one more pick.
Is it up to me again?
Right. It is up to you. It's your last pick.
Weird.
I would recommend...
Thank you very much, Frank.
I'm done.
Can you swipe up again, or is Siwoo Kim the...
Siwoo Kim is the...
I'll just go with him because I haven't the slightest idea who the guy is.
That's very
he can play, but I can't pull him out of a lineup.
Is he the guy that broke the putter last year? Is that him?
What do you mean? Out of
Augusta.
Spite against the putter? I just put my name behind Siwoo Kim.
There you go.
Look him up later.
I mean, I don't want to make the mistake and just write Kim and then don't know which one it is. So I'm going to write Siwoo here. and then the last pick of RotoFest 5 goes to our newest... a member in this group to Brother Burley from Holland.
Thank you, and it's going to be quite a spectacular one. I think this could be very controversial, could get you all talking. But you know, there's something you've missed here.
Oh,
there definitely is. You've missed something very, very important. Someone who is in spectacular form has won the Masters twice. Someone who I think as Germans I'm quite surprised he hasn't come up in conversation because he's
talking about fucking Bernard Langer.
Wouldn't surprise me, but I'm gonna go for Bernard Langer.
Ah,
Oh, yeah, great.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Hang on a second here. Put the thing
that's
on me.
Great.
Hey, David, I'm giving this guy the last rites. I'm going to tell you something, son. You're on your way to the with the cemetery. With
yeah, bye. Guy. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I tell you nothing else. You made a lot of friends here. Look, even Heinze baby woke up and started laughing.
Guys, well, I'll put out the sheet.
You're just ageist, Ted. You've been ageist.
Really quick. So is the 50, is the Saudi, are there no cuts at all for these?
None.
No.
Does anybody, you know, think that that's going to make play better or worse?
No, but it'll help you get players because you get 120,000 for showing up, okay?
Yeah.
You'd shave your head for 120,000.
But David, let me ask you this: what the American media and the public, they have a big problem with Greg Norman.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear more about Stuart and Bernard Langer. I really like his choice, but I think it's really ballsy. Come on, just give us 5 seconds.
He took Stuart Sink because he looks like him. Okay. He took Bernard Langer because he's in the lineup next to Heinze baby, who was used to teach. Du hast den Langer paar Stunden gegeben, oder?
Oh, just one or two.
Well, yeah, exactly. back to Mark, because I think Mark has something there. I think that if anyone has some kind of magic potion, the fountain of youth, and defies all.
Am I the only one who can't hear him?
I told you he would die.
I can't hear him either. I can't.
Okay, I just, Stuart
classic,
must have been.
Classic graveyard.
It's Holland. Holland turns off the internet at 9 p.m. Bayern is losing. There he's back.
No. Stop. Let's go back to, because he just got cut off by the internet.
Yeah, he's back. Ted. Are you back?
It was probably Ted pressing some secret knob or so. All right, Stuart, you're going to have to start again because.
All right. Well, going back to, I've been playing golf for 40 years, and when I started, Bernard was already top of the tree. He's achieved so many spectacular things. He's remained youthful for so many years. 40 years later, my swing's gone down the toilet. He is literally still performing at a high level. He's always been a sneaky long hitter. I think
you're sneaky long on the seniors tour. You're not going to be long from Augusta.
No, but I think he could surprise a few people. Yeah, he's so strategically good. He knows his way around Augusta. You know, it's. I don't think it's going to be a problem for him.
You're not talking to the men's day, in your club there in Holland, are you? You're talking to a bunch of guys that know something about golf.
It's that Dutch air. You know, it smells a bit. Right.
What club are you at in Holland?
Well, actually, Bernard Langer came to my club when he won the Dutch Open not too long ago, and he played, and I walked a few holes with him, and he was hitting it quite far on that week.
Well, hold on a second here. What club are you at?
The La Revue.
How are you?
Yeah.
I heard that club went bankrupt. Is it so? It's okay.
It's the most. It's a very, very exclusive club. You'd be surprised. It's what's his name? The guy.
Take your time.
That's all right. No problem. Just, I haven't had much time to think, Ted.
We're
with
all
your
gentlemen
your
of a certain age, we understand.
Kyle Phillips designed it.
Well, everybody knows Phillips. Him.
Yeah, Kyle Phillips, of course.
Right. Okay, so Frank and I will be up there, probably in summer. So.
What town is it in?
Forward to that.
Will we be seeing some Burton putters, Brother Burley, from you built again?
What town are you in there?
Utrecht.
Oh, you're in Utrecht. I was up there last year when my son played at the Dutch.
Yeah.
I tell you this, what's the name of that new course that they got where it costs like big bucks? It costs you like about, they only do like daily fees and you pay like
$250.
What is it?
Bernardus.
Yeah, that's it. You pay like $250 and you get food, you get practice, the whole nine yards.
But the actual man, Bernardus, was a member of the La Revue. He owned it.
Okay.
All right.
That tells you something.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, there you go. All right. I guess we are done.
No, we got to figure out where he's from. Who? I've got him in the south of England somewhere. I'm trying to figure out exactly where.
He's definitely not from Scotland.
Well, we know that.
But no, yeah, but he's definitely South England. Definitely.
I'm trying to think of
Oxfordshire, I mean, or something like that.
Nah, he says that's too close to London. He's got.
He's from North Dakota.
Guys, that.
I lost my accent. I actually grew up 5 minutes from the Belfry.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Dreadful place.
I thought you weren't from Scotland.
No.
You sound South African.
Birmingham. He's not South African. You're showing
you
your
really
German
lost your accent, mate.
He doesn't sound like that. So you're.
No,
so you
don't really sound like Belfry.
What?
No, that's my accent was terrible. I had to lose it. I worked in London.
The Dutch couldn't understand you, even if you were really slowing down, right?
No, my accent, my original accent is actually almost identical to Ozzy Osbourne.
Fucking hell.
My new greenkeeper's from Oxfordshire, which is not far from London, and it's over there by Nottingham. Nottingham, how far? He sounds like he's from London.
Sounds like he's from London. You think so?
Sakes, man.
You fucking tosser.
I will fuck you off, mate.
Fucking tosser.
My favorite thing that they say in London is this. You must be joking.
All right, Governor.
All right, Governor. All right.
Take us home, Mark.
Oh, off you go. Off you go. Just get lost, guys.
Hold on a second here. Let's go through the list, and I'm going to rate the lists, okay?
You want to hear the list?
I want to hear the list, too. You can't let us go without the list.
I'm going to give you the list. We're going to start with Brother Burley's team. Brother Burley's team consists of Cam Smith, Sergio, Finau, McIntyre, Harmon, and Langer.
Okay, that Langer pick is put him in the graveyard. But at the point, he's got a point. How many people are in this thing? Eight?
Nine.
I'm going to put him at fifth place. Next guy.
Okay, Mr. Horner has JT, Hideki, Paul Casey, Reed, Bubba, and Siwoo Kim.
That's
some
solid,
good ones,
baby.
In there and some big targets, Aishin. I will put him as, I'm going between four and seven. I'm going to go ahead and put him, I'm going to put
at
him
five.
Six.
T5.
Six? Okay, I like that. That's a good call, T5.
Then we have the Dome. The Dome has Tiger, Burns, Horschel, Hatton, M, and Kokrak.
That's a very good team there. I put him at third.
Really? Then we have Mr. Ogren with Cantley, Scheffler, Zalatoris, Lowry, Homa, and Powers. That looks
that's
like
a good team, but that Powers and that Homa bet right there, that's the, that's like a fucking anchor that's got too heavy bars. I'm going to put him down at sixth.
Oh, tied for six with Horner.
T6.
Then we have my team with Brooks, Rory, Connors, Henley, Scott, and Champ.
Scott, Boneyard.
That's decent. I'll put you down. Did I give out fourth place yet?
No.
No.
I'll give you fourth.
All right, then we have the Mr. Christoph with Rom, DJ, Bryson, Fitzpatrick, Rose, and Bez, the Bez.
Who's Bez? Bez Isenhof, huh?
Mm.
How many of the ones count? Is it just the amount of money in the end, isn't it? We're going for the money thing, right? On this one?
It's your game. You decide.
Okay, the money thing. That's a very good team. I put him in at second.
Ooh. Then we have Heinz.
Put him Victor. Last. I don't even need to put him.
We got Victor Hovland, Neiman, Berger, Higo, and Harold Varner the third.
That is a very good team. He deserves better than that. Put him at, what do I got left? I got first and what else?
Seventh.
Eight
and nine.
He's better than that. He's not first. I'm going to put him in there at T5. That's going to be his highest finish ever in any of these things.
Then we have Casey with Morikawa, Oosthuizen, Fleetwood, Anser, Simpson, and Westwood.
That piece of shit's going to win. He gets lucky every year. I'll put him down at one.
The bus driver taking everyone to school. And then we have you, Ted, with Xander, Jordan, Peters, Kisner, Woodland and Leishman.
I think the linchpin in there, believe it or not, is Woodland. Because really? Leishman is going to have a solid finish because he needs the money. And by the way, for good odds, he's going to play in Saudi Arabia. So really? Woodland, to me, is the big one. If he finished top whatever it is, I could win. I say it's going to be a playoff between me and Casey.
I think Kisner's going to take you down.
But that comes from you. I've got you picking second to last, okay? So that's not something that scares me. Casey's the quiet guy, you know?
He is. He
makes very few comments, but he always does really well. And he's done well with good and shitty teams. So I don't know what the fuck he's got going on, but he's figured something out.
I don't know. And you know, there was one time where he couldn't be on the program, and he sent me a list, right? And he sent me a list of six names.
And they all won.
Yeah, and they were all available at some point. Like he goes, "Do you need another pick?" I'm like, "No, I'm good. I had enough." Remember that?
Yeah.
Incredible. So that's the way to go.
What about David's team? You didn't call him out.
David, yes, you gave him. You put him in sixth place with Cantley, Scheffler, Zalatoris, Lowry.
Heinz is in last place. And listen, where did I put Burley again?
Who?
Fifth.
Yeah, barely fifth.
Hold on a second. Who do I got in eighth place?
No, you're yourself. Nobody.
I'm gonna go just this way, just out of pure, without knowing the teams. Okay, write these down. This is my picking prowess order. Okay, you ready?
Are you wearing a short sleeve dress shirt?
I'm putting Casey first. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to put the Dome second, and I hope he doesn't watch this because I hate to give him a compliment.
Okay? I doubt that he'll be watching this, to be honest.
I think those Germans don't say much, but they know a lot about golf. So I'll put them the Bluda. What do you guys call yourself, Christoph? Wie heißt ihr?
Wolfmentoren.
I like the Bluda. That's a good one. I'm going to put that down, the Bluda.
I think David's got great insights to players that we don't know, so that should bolster him at fourth.
Yeah.
Hornia over there, despite how he looks, is actually intelligent, so I'll put him next.
Casey?
I love you too, yeah.
No, Mark.
Hornia.
Casey I put first, okay?
Yeah, he doesn't even know how to pronounce my surname. Okay. Well, all right.
Just out of the fact that, of pure respect for the fact that he's one of the great coaches in history, I'll put Heinze baby next. And then I'm going to ask you and Burley a question.
Who gets it right? Test, buddy.
This is a question, okay? And whoever gets it right, the other guy's in last place. You guys ready?
Fire away.
Is it a speed thing?
And it's just a simple question. I ask my team this all the time. When we have little team events, I ask math problems. And the guys who know their math, they usually get to pick first. It's how I decide my drafts. Okay, you ready? Frank, I don't want any excuses. You don't need your glasses. Just think. 1, 2, 3. 5 to the power of 3.
125?
Exactly. This fucking English guy over here, his eyes are looking everywhere. Googled that question. I saw his eyes working left and right.
Do it.
Just pretend he's
Oh, Casey's taking notes. Casey's taking notes on you.
He'll be interviewing new band members. This is what he's going to ask them.
Everything that was my
P cubed right there rankings. Picking prowess prediction. Okay? Notice I kept myself out of that one there because I just thought it was unfair to put me in there.
All right.
You're out of
Enjoy watching the program, the Masters. It's gonna. I can't wait.
Wait, David, are you there?
At Augusta?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm in New Braunfels, Texas. I'm in New Braunfels, Texas.
New Braunfels.
I tell you what, I've been in New Braunfels a couple of times. They do a nice Oktoberfest there.
They really do. It's really good. I had a couple of native Germans around at that time, and they said, that's pretty good.
It is. It was great. I really enjoyed it. It's a nice facsimile place. I went through there. I have relatives in San Antonio and a buddy who lives in Mansfield, Texas, and I went past. I was close to there. I thought about stopping in to see you, but I didn't know you back then. I just heard you were a good golf instructor. So I thought, you know, I'll go in there and see what this guy has to say.
That's nice. You're in
yeah,
a good...
But
I tell you one thing. I'm going out on a limb and saying that he's a Texas Hold'em player. Do you play Texas Hold'em?
I play cards just well enough to lose my ass every time.
I know. I could see that because you went into that. You put that pose on there like that when you were thinking. I said, this guy looks like a guy who's trying to figure out if he's going to push in all in or not.
Cards and pool. I just got enough to really lose big.
What do you play, Ted?
What do you mean?
Cards.
I play everything. There's nothing I want. I have a world-class dart thing down in the basement.
Are you?
And I'm going to tell you something, David. Listen to me when I tell you this. You know, I work with a lot of good players, and a lot of my players play darts. And the thing that darts makes you do is you start to realize, what do I have to do to be able to really get that, what do they call it, fine motor in English? You know, that last touch. And I find from my, it's the same as my golf game. If I'm visualizing the apex of the dart as I'm releasing it, right? I play really well. If I'm talking to myself, like if I throw one and go a little more left, it's three numbers over to the left. I think that throwing darts really teaches somebody what state of mind you have to be in to really execute at your highest. Because the difference between a triple 20 and a triple one is just not even a millimeter. And to sit there and be able to throw three triple 20s in a row, you can't believe the amount of focus you have to do that.
Well, and you can drink and smoke at the same time as well, just like with golf. So it's definitely...
Well, they don't smoke when they're throwing. They just smoke when they're off to the side. And the good guys, it's not like it used to be. I mean, these guys are unbelievable, these guys. It truly is incredible. If you throw darts and see these guys one after the other, wham, 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 three triple 20s. The amount of focus and practice you got to have is unbelievable. Really, it's unbelievable.
I remember all those guys playing ping pong, like all the Swedish pros.
We played ping pong with my kid for about 5 years. We had a big living room, and that thing was just there. That's another great game. The only thing with ping pong is you get a lot of arm rotation and body. It's a different kind of motion. To me, that's a little bit dangerous for golf because in golf, you're working along the side of the shaft. You're not working over the top of it so much. And in ping pong, you're rotating always constant over top of the ball. So that's not a good sport, but I play everything. Pool, I love to shoot pool.
Right.
Vegas, I love to go to Vegas. I do. Every time I go in there with a short Japanese guy. He was my best friend in the military. He lives in Hawaii. And Ono's his name.
Ono?
The black guys call Ono, Pat Ono. But all the black guys can't pronounce Ono. They call him Uno, right? Hey, where Uno at? That's what my one buddy always said. What Uno doing? So we go in there, and he knows every game, odds of every game. He knows everything. It's amazing to go in there and watch the guy. And every time we go in there, this is what I love about Vegas. You walk into the door. There's so much going on. I always start off the trip like this. I start going like this, screaming, I got to see that! And I swear to God, nobody looks. Nobody looks. You might have somebody there pulling the trigger. And they just glance over at you like that. These people in there are so wrapped around their gambling. It's unbelievable.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I love it. I just do that. I got the fever!
Hey,
wow.
The reason why I'm wearing headphones is so she can't hear all of this.
All right, let's put a lid on this. It's been 2 hours.
So we're sitting there. Me, I took one last door, then we're leaving.
Please.
Me and Ono are sitting in there.
God, it's like the hangover four.
And we got hundreds of dollars out there on the table. And we get to the tee and he wants to play for $5. I said, $5? I said, we tipped the guy $20 to come out here and you want to play for $5? Are you kidding me? So I roped him in this do don't bet, which was $20. You put out a number. Like, let's say my number is 73. His number was 81. So if he doesn't, I get 20. If I do, I get 20. Or if we both don't, it doubles the carries over and doubles the bet, right?
Oh,
we
God.
Started playing these damn courses. They were so hard. By the fifth day, we were playing for like $400. right? On the last hole, it was a par five. I had to make a par that went all the money. I hit it left. Then from there, I hit it into the shit. I chipped it out, dumped it in the bunker. And I had to, no, sorry, I hit it on the front of the green. It was a three-tiered green. And it was at least a 60-footer. And he's over there smiling like a Cheshire cat. And I drained that putt for a par and beat him out of 400 bucks. He was so pissed. And I was walking up the whole time going, I got this, Steve!
You still got the guns. You still got the guns for an old man. Look at that.
For an old man.
One of my arms is better than the other one.
There you go. All right, guys. Thank you very much for doing this again. I think we got a short turnaround also. When's the next major? It's coming up next month, I guess, already. But enjoy the Masters. Have a good rest of the day wherever you are. Brother Burley, thank you for joining us for the first time.
Thank you, Frank.
We'll be sending out updates on the our scoreboard here. All right. David,
thank you, sir. In Holland.
Heinz, mach's gut, lass dich nicht ärgern, mein Bester. Wir sprechen.
Thank you. Mach's gut,
Christoph, bis zum nächsten Mal. Ted, we gotta have you back sometime.
Just for
an 8-hour show. You know, we got extra minutes that we
do the Las Vegas special.
Yeah, we'll do a
bass player.
We'll do a Vegas special.
What is Casey? Do you a bass player?
Not
bass.
No, I play guitar and sing.
What kind of music you guys sing? I mean,
the bad kind.
What is it?
It's like classic rock.
Oh, like Tom Petty. He's got the Tom Petty. Dave, yeah. Take care. Enjoy the Masters, sir. All right, there you go.
But Casey, listen. Frank, we got a meeting here. The board. I mean, Burley's on. What do you call it? He's on. What do you call it? He's
Dutch
on. What do you call that status when you're in there? The first 3 months. Wie heißt es auf Deutsch? Er ist drei Monate. He's on probation.
Probation. Right now. Yeah.
Right. Probezeit.
So, I mean, he's done a good job here. He's been insulted and he's trying to smile. So he's on probation. But I'd like to, Casey, you're actually got a good sense of humor. You're a smart guy. You said nothing. Did your dog die this or something? Why haven't you talked much this time?
No, I'm not very good with this Zoom stuff. I don't know when to talk and when not to talk. And if we listen, were all
just do it like Ted, just talk all the time. Yeah.
You know what a guy said one time? This is one of the great ones in history. I said something to one of my buddies one time. We were talking. This guy was a famous. He was brilliant. He had some of the great comeback lines in history. He had his eyes were crossed. So when you talked to him, he was looking over here. So if you didn't know the guy, people started walking around to get in front of him. So they'd be like two people walking like this. He's walking this way, trying to look at the guy. The guy's trying to get back in front of him. So you went to if you ever was at a party, at a private party, you know, in college, you'd see this guy. He had people walking around him like this all the time. So he's sitting down there in this late night bar at West Virginia. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and he was up at the bar. And Jeff Hostetler, who went to college with me, he was sitting in there with one of the linemen. And the lineman, this big guy, was taking the piss out of my buddy. And my buddy was kind of taking it, you know, this, that, and the other. And then he said something, and Hostetler, you know, kind of made a comment like, you better watch out there, big guy. He goes, you might be going home in a pine box. And my buddy said to Hostetler, he goes, Hostetler, you two probably will kick my ass, but remember this, I'm going to be keying on your throwing arm. They thought that was so fucking funny, they bought the guy beer the rest of the night. Rest of the night. That guy was brilliant. So now that's the background on the guy. So I'm sitting there talking to him, right? And I said something. He was talking the whole time. And I said, Jesus Christ, Al, you've been talking the whole time. You didn't give me an edge in words, word in edgewise. He said, well, you're so fucking boring to listen to. I just thought I'd talk the whole time.
Jeff Hostetler. He played for the Giants.
He married the coach's daughter. Don Nealon.
He played for the Giants.
He did. He came in. He was the backup. Here was right. The deal. We had Oliver Luck, who's Luck's dad. He was a phenomenal quarterback, right?
Yeah, that went on to be a good,
he went to Houston, and he was a really smart guy. He ended up doing fundraising. He came back to be our athletic director. He made a lot of money in that business, but obviously his son had a one-up with his dad, you know, being a great quarterback and a smart guy. That's where he ended up.
Let's do a quick, there's six of us left. Let's do a quick one and out, pick the winner. And if you had the first choice, who's going to win the Masters?
Morikawa.
Brother Burley? Yeah.
Cam Smith, best putter in the world.
All right. Christoph?
Ich bleib dabei, John Rahm.
Really? Mark?
I'll go with Morikawa. I'm absolutely sure he has the game at the moment.
But I think picked him. You can't pick him.
Hmm? Well, I can pick. Of course, it's just we're just asking who's going to win. Right, of course, I can pick him. I'm not going to pick someone just because you didn't pick it. You know, nah. It's going to be Morikawa. I'm quite sure. I'm very positive about that.
Yeah, really.
He's a good player.
We can talk on Friday evening after he missed.
I
want
to see what whatever.
I doubt it's going to happen. I'm quite sure he'll be the guy.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good rest of the night.
Hold on. I'm going to hear what Casey says. Who do you pick?
We will talk soon.
If I had to pick one to win, somebody from my team, I'm going to go with Morikawa. If not him, I'm going to go with Spieth.
That's the guy from my team.
But isn't Spieth like in really like bad form?
No, he's never been better.
Spieth is one of these guys, you know, tomorrow he could, you know, he'll either miss the cut or he'll win the tournament.
I would really love to see Cam Smith win. I mean, I think the way he plays is just terrific. I mean, the way he played the players there that shot on 17 on the last day, Jesus Christ.
That was a good shot, but the better shot was his pitch after he hit it in the water. That was a world-class pitch. One bounce, he hit that.
And he also made a wet
skipper off the ground, one bounce and juke right next to the hole. I mean, let me tell you something, people. If you've never been there, that friggin' pin is 12 feet from the water. I don't care if it's 60 meters or whatever it is that pitch was, 50 yards, to have only 12 feet left, the ball goes in the water and it's all over and it's the biggest choke job in history. And he stood up there and pitched it to tighter than Dick's hat band. I mean, that was an amazing shot. Mm-hmm. What's amazing about his swing is from like left arm parallel to the ground through the ball, he's got a beautiful swing, which is why he hits such good wedges. But then he gets to the top and he's got that little bit of a loose move at the top.
Right. All right. Let's see what happens. Ted, we gotta hang out.
Yeah, the longer I look at you, the more I like that beard. If I were you, get you one of those sticks and the part down here in the middle, just make that dark and the rest white. That would really.
How about some of those? About some beads? That would be nice. Beads.
Is he talking about your beard?
No, but I really think.
I don't do beads.
I spent the weekend with him. He wouldn't let me touch
it. Get you one of those little sticks that like is made for the eyebrows. Just color that bit right down the middle, man. That's going to make you look like one of those Danish.
It really used to be a bit darker. You can't. Well, you can sort of. No. Just turn the lights off.
Real dark now.
Yeah, but it used to be a bit darker. Actually, it used to be a bit darker with the mustache. And it used to look quite well, but I was younger then. You know.
Yeah, but you could still color it.
Yeah, of course. And then I'll start sweating on the golf course. You know, I'll start sweating on the golf course. You know, and I have black color running down the front of my shirt. No, not going to color it.
Over and out, everybody.
It was a huge pleasure, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'm quite looking forward to the stats and the results of this. And
I'm just glad I accidentally walked in here at 8:00 because I had forgotten about this.
There you go. All right, guys, have a good night.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
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 Bye.